Jason Adam began the baseball season in the Chicago Cubs bullpen, and his season ended lying injured in the outfield grass at Principal Park in Des Moines, Iowa. The 30-year-old right-hander was shagging fly balls just off the infield dirt with the Cubbies' AAA affiliate in Iowa when he suffered a freak accident that probably ended his season. More on that coming up on Sports and Commentary. Hey, how you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you helped to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You could always connect and find out more and give, for that matter, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Former fifth rounder Jason Adam is with me on his rehab assignment in Arizona to spend a little bit of time talking about the baseball season and the impact that his faith in Christ has made in his life. All right, Jason, let's talk about this ghastly injury that you suffered back in May. You were playing for the Cubbies AAA team in Iowa, shagging balls in the outfield during BP, and landed strange and suffered a weird injury. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, that was so I was standing. So Omaha was standing on the line, the right field line, playing catch. So I went over kind of between them and the infield. And, you know, you protect them, you like keep them, try to keep line drives from hitting them in the face while they're playing catch. And I actually, always, I'm one of those guys that loves shagging. I like catching fly balls. I like catching ground balls. So I didn't mind it. So I was standing there, soft line drive, kind of jumped, didn't think anything of it, jumped to try to catch it. Didn't get it, landed, felt like a weird crack in my ankle. And I was like, oh man, like I think I just sprained my ankle. So I looked down and I saw my foot and it was completely turned to the side. I was like, oh, and I looked on the other side and I saw my bone sticking out.
Oh, man.
So I was like, oh boy. So then, but not in crazy pain. Just, I think, like, so much adrenaline and stuff like that. So I obviously started yelling for Toby and Ed, our trainers, to get over there. And they didn't even – and then as I'm yelling for trainers, nobody saw – no one saw it happen. So they keep taking BP. The next swing was a line drive, like, right at my face. I had to dodge. And then the trainers got over there, like, all right, what happened? Like, what'd you hurt? And I was like, hey, look at my ankle. They're like, oh, okay. So it's called an open ankle dislocation because somehow it didn't break, but just popped through the skin. So all the ligaments on the outside tore, and the bone shot through the skin, but no, and then like a small fracture on one of the bones of my foot, but no, like it wasn't like a compound fracture or anything like that. It was just crazy. Then I obviously spent the night in the hospital. They had to do a little surgery to clean it and get it back in the right place. But that was a little over 14 weeks ago, and I'm already throwing on the mound. So it's just crazy.
That is. I'm glad you're able to pitch again on your assignment down there in Arizona. And, you know, even after this happened, the devastating injury that you suffered, the Cubs re-signed you for next season. What do you think the message is that they're trying to send you?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, so it's they re-signed me on a 1-year deal, which to me said that because doctors were saying, yeah, we think you should be back pitching this year, just not for long, but just a little bit this year. And so they signed me back on a minor league deal for a year. Which it encouraged me that they think, okay, like, yes, he will be back. And if he's back, he'll be big league ready. Cause essentially that's how they would keep me longer term is if, I get back to the big leagues or if they put me back on the 40 man roster. So it does feel like, they have some confidence in my abilities and confidence in the healing of this ankle. I'm definitely thankful to have, got signed back.
Yeah, well, I know your confidence is in the Lord because you never know what can happen day to day, year to year in professional baseball. And Jason, somebody once wrote that God's goal for you today is the death of self-reliance. So you've come to grips with that firsthand, haven't you?
Yeah, that's a great quote, and I feel like that's something he keeps reminding me of, and I need it, so I'm thankful.
Yeah. Jason Adam, the 30-year-old right-handed relief pitcher for the Chicago Cubs, suffered that strange, freaky accident this year on assignment down at AAA Iowa, and we're going to pick up the phone and reconnect with you next time and talk more about baseball, Jason, and your faith and your background in pro baseball. Is that all right?
Awesome, for sure. Well, cool.
Okay, we'll do it. God bless you.